of the wretched, help of the poor, to you we pray. Give us to sing with the prophets of that world which may yet be.
Where the bound are set free, the shamed lifted up, and the lonely embraced.
Where hunger shall be sated, the warring reconciled, every good longing fulfilled, and all tears wiped away. With hymns of justice firing our hearts, we would be at work, heralding your advent, our God, our Savior and Healer. We would be at work, heralding your advent, lighting the fourth Advent candle, the candle called love.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
My friends, on behalf of our host, Jesus Christ, whose house and home this is, welcome to Old South Church in Boston. We welcome you here not because it's good to have full pews, though it is good to have full pews. We don't welcome you because the carols sound so much better when there are more people singing them, although they surely do. And we don't welcome you because more people here means more money in the offering plate, although it usually does. No, we welcome you here today because once upon a time, in a Galilee far, far away, our God chose to come among us on earth in a most unexpected way. And then God promised to return again in the fullness of time. And here's the thing, we don't know when or where or in what guise God will come. So we welcome you here this morning because for all we know, God is you, or you, or you, or you, or you. Because we cannot be sure, and because remembering the story of God's first appearing in the world and the promise of God's next appearing, we dare not deny room to anyone. We open our doors wide as wide can be, waiting, hoping, trusting that God's very heart will come to us just as God promised long, long ago. So welcome to church. I have a few announcements. We invite you to take a moment to sign the black friendship pad. There's a pad at the aisle end of every pew, and if you would, pass it along to those sitting next to you. We invite you to take a look at the announcements in the insert in your bulletin. Christmas Eve services here. First night supersonic concerts, a vigil at the ICE Detention Center this afternoon, hospitality workshop, teaching English as a second language, all kinds of ways to be involved in doing good on God's earth. At our 7:45 meeting this morning, the clergy and musicians decided that we had you standing up and sitting down way too much in this lessons and carol services. So we'll just have you stay seated throughout. We'll get you up on the first Noel. So just make yourselves comfortable. One more thing. Today we present the simple service of lessons and carols. It is traditional in such a service for the readers to represent perhaps different life stages or different parts of the church's life. Today, our readers are members of this church who serve in the public sector, who toil away day after day for the common good, at least when the government isn't in shutdown mode. For this, we thank these members. I thank them. For this, we are all of us in their debt. My friends, we are in God's house. God is home. Let us absorb, receive, and delight in the story of God's amazing love.
God's people are comforted. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A reading from the Word of God.
First grade English teacher Erin Hull is sick this morning, which happens to first grade teachers in the Boston public school system. But we have a replacement special agent, Jennifer Keenan from the FBI. So Jennifer's standing in for Erin.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the High, the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed her. A reading from the word of God.
the peaceful kingdom. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide but what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hands on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. A reading from the Word of God.
Death of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. A reading from the Word of God.
Region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." A reading from the Word of God.
Thank you. The shepherds behold the child. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. A reading of the Word of God.
Let us pray. most holy God of the Incarnation, you to whom we lift our thanks for being born among us, we who remember your ancient words, we recall before you now with hope, with memory, with yearning, those old stories, treasured so long, known generation to generation, passed down, cared for like baptismal gowns, that we might bring them out once a year, that we might bring them out, run our hands over them, hear them again, treasure them for what they are. O God, in this season when we remember your being born among us, we pray that your love, that your presence would be born among us again, that you would be born anew, O God. This is our prayer, that you would be born anew in our hearts, so that where there might be anger or resentment or fear that drives us to live in ways we know we oughtn't, in ways we wish we wouldn't, be born anew in our hearts, so that we might follow after your Son. O God, we pray too that you would be born anew in this city, in this community. We pray that where there is want, where there is hunger, where there is fear, where there are people sleeping on the streets, where there is a way of ordering our common life that we know oughtn't be, that we wish wouldn't be, that instead there would be your blessed peace and love between people, that there would be counting our neighbor's well-being as our own, that there would be treating one another as we ourselves would be treated, that there would be love among people. Be born anew, O God. Be born anew in this world, in this world in which there is an ocean of heartbreak, prayers arising to you from every corner of the world, knowing you in many ways by many names, a world of many faiths and none, but which you look out over, holding in your beneficent love. Be born anew in this world, so in need of signs of hope. And lest, O God, lest we make of our prayers just empty words, hopes for what you might do while leaving ourselves untouched, lest this be our prayer, O God. Be born in each of us. Be born in us a resolution to follow after your Son. Be born in us the desire to live as you would have us live. Be born in us a desire that we might be part of your own dear incarnation, the body of Christ born anew each day among the faithful. Help us be among those living faithfully in this your beloved world. O God, we remember with tender care all of those who are members of this community, those who are much on our hearts, much on our minds. Pauline, Patrick, Michael, Candace, John, Robert, Giovanni. We are grateful, O God, for the blessings of community that you draw us together and send us out apart, and yet your tie still remains. Your bindings still hold us together. O God, we are grateful that we need not always speak our prayers, but that you know our prayers completely, even when there are no words. Hear now, then, these your prayers of your people, offered before you and you alone. We, O God, your living church, we do join our voices now along with the voices of the generations past and yet to come, praying together the words your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If you were really to press me, which you haven't, as to which of all of the carols is my favorite, probably O Little Town of Bethlehem would edge it all out for me. During the coffee hour, I'll ask yours. For me, it's one of the most beautiful and meaningful of the carols written by Phillips Brooks in 1686. But it's two other reasons that I love this carol. One is that Phillips Brooks was a trustee of the Massachusetts Bible Society for a number of years, long before I arrived to be its executive director. I wanted to point that out, okay? And two, because he's a close neighbor. Simply take a field trip today after church or sometime in the next couple of weeks and see on the Boylston Street side of Trinity Church, the life statue of Phillips Brooks, who was in the 19th century the rector of Trinity Church and who later became the Episcopal Bishop of Massachusetts. A greater than life-size statue. He's in his preaching robe with Jesus standing beside him with his hand on Phillips Brooks's shoulder. Oh my goodness. Nancy, will we have a thing like that for us when we go? I don't know. But his hymn describes in very pastoral terms, for me anyway, the simplicity of the story. The little town lying still in the night, silent stars going by, and silently the wondrous gift given. Lovely. But then the line, in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. There you have it. Dark street. Preachers go wild over phrases like that. The hymn is not just for then, but for now. Dark street indeed. People held at the ICE detention center. The service in which I participated and Ruth Ricker of our congregation was present on Friday up in Beacon Hill for the 45 unhoused men, women, and children who died on Boston streets this past year, and we didn't have all of the names. The environment in grave danger. You talk about dark streets. But in Brooks's hymn, the everlasting light illumines that darkness. And the hope of Christmas is that the light will still shine. And here at Old South, we are doing our part to add our candles to that light. The vigil today at the ICE Detention Center, gifts for kids through the Department of Child Services, coats to keep people warm through City Mission, an open place where people can come every day and rest and pray, the support of Common Cathedral, Boston Warm, the Sanctuary Movement, on and on. You know all that. These are ministries of love, justice, and mercy that are our contributions to this everlasting light. We need to do our part to enable these things, all of us together. In that spirit, the morning offering will now be given and received.
Oh.
became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. A reading from the Word of God.
Gabriel foretold it. The angels heralded it. The shepherds had to see it for themselves. May it be known deep in the heart of you and throughout all the world that God has come to us in Christ Jesus. And may the peace and the wonder of it, the goodwill and the kindness of it, be yours this day and every day. The blessing of Almighty God, our Creator, Christ, our brother and Savior, and the Holy Spirit be with you, and let the whole church say,
Amen.